are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:04, 17, 18, 19 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And yeah, welcome to the show, party people. There's something going on that I'm noticing now with the headphones I have on, and so as disconcerting as it is normally to hear my own voice coming through my headphones in this station, now that I've gotten so used to it, it's very disconcerting to not hear my own voice. And I'm not quite convinced that anyone is hearing anything, but I'll trust you are, because the computer says you are. And there's one thing I've learned to trust in this post-truth, cybernetic, floating world of ours, it's that computers can be trusted. It's that we should trust computers. But that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is here I am, it's 1 a.m., and I've got songs to play and words to speak. And I'm glad that all of y'all can be here to be a part of this experience. I'll paint you a quick mental canvas to help orient yourself within my own experience. I am alone in a dark studio because I've turned the lights off. I have taken the items out of my pockets and I've strewn them around the room as if I were some sort of Easter rabbit, although instead of hiding candy contained in eggs for children on Jesus's rebirth, maybe look up Easter, but that I think is what it's all about. Rather than do that, I've hidden my own objects for myself to commemorate me being here. I've taken my shoes off. I've taken my socks off. I don't know if I should do that, but I don't think I'm prohibited from doing so. So I'm very comfortable. It's sort of a very cozy environment, and I'm just monologuing at myself. But in a greater sense, I'm monologuing at thousands and thousands of listeners across the globe, or perhaps more realistically, at most a dozen or so listeners who are, you know, probably within a mile or so of my broadcasting. But that's, regardless, I'm glad we're all here in our respective roles. Maybe this show can be a time of peace, a time of reflection. Maybe it can cause great turmoil. And if that's the case, then I would encourage you to either stop listening, because I don't think this show is worth any sort of turmoil it might cause, or we can work through it together, albeit indirectly, as I really don't know enough to help you through your turmoil without, you know, getting to know you. What else is to be said? I have music, I have words. I am going to be talking for about 4 more minutes, hopefully, and then we'll play more music. How's the week been? It's been a week since I've been here. I read a book. I've been thinking maybe I should briefly review books on this show because I don't have a lot of content. Last show we reviewed Ducks Newburyport by Lucy Ellman. It's a new book. It's shortlisted for the Booker Prize for 2019. My brief review, if I recall, is the 1,000-page monologue of an Ohio housewife makes you wish you were nicer to your mom when you were growing up. 5 out of 5. Over the week, I also read, what is it called? Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro, I think is his name. Written in 2005. And I'm not going to say too much, but my brief review is Growing Up is Tough, but Friends Are Forever. 5 out of 5. And genuinely, I did like these books. So those are real 5 out of 5s, not satirical or ironic. This is a very genuine show. And here I am, genuinely maybe talking about birds at some point. And now I'm reading, I just started tonight, I'm reading Wait, okay, before we get into that, let's talk real quick. Well, no, I won't derail myself. I just started reading Pride and Prejudice by none other than Jane Austen, which it's interesting. When I purchased the book, I've been wanting to read it for a while, or just Jane Austen for a while, just because it seems like something I should read. But I've always been concerned about going to bookstores and like buying Pride and Prejudice and being a little bit judged by the person working at the bookstore, because they're looking at me, you know, for all intents and purposes, an adult, and they're thinking, how has this dude not read Jane Austen in all his life? And which is kind of a bizarre thing to worry about. I don't imagine many other people have the same concerns when purchasing books at a bookstore, that you'll be judged for not having read them before. And I don't think, like, you know, realistically, I'm sure the cashier was just happy to see that I was reading and buying books from a bookstore, because, and that's like a rarity in and of itself these days. But the point is, I bought Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. I'm reading it. I'm like 30 pages in, and man, that's wild. This weird like pre-Victorian drama, I'm all for it. And if I read fast enough, by next week, you can expect a review. Second point of order, I got like a minute. Well, I mean, I don't really stick to the time schedule that I kind of arbitrarily assigned myself, but I've got about a minute. But let's just say it real quick. It's October. It is the 1st of October. It's been October for 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 6 seconds, and that's kind of bizarre. Let me think. It's October, but really what's very exciting about October is that it's also Spooktober. This is the one month of the year when everything is allowed to be spooky for no reason other than 'tis the season. The leaves are changing. It's hopefully getting cooler, because I cannot stand too much more warm weather. There are ghosts about, maybe. There are black cats around, and all they want is a little cuddle, but people are a little bit scared of them. And that might go for a lot of things in the world. But ghosts, cats, pumpkins are going to be put out, carved up, and then left on the doorstep to rot. That's kind of freaky. And maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. I forget a lot of things. I probably won't remember to review Pride and Prejudice for you, but look forward to it anyways, because maybe your expectation will somehow guide my behavior. Anyways, we started off the night with Candy Wrappers by Somersault, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And now we are going to continue with some music, and maybe I'll think of cool things to talk about, but really it's probably just going to be me talking about other things that aren't so cool. Anyways, I love you. Have a great night. Stick around, give me a listen, or go to bed. I'm not going to take anything personally. Enjoy the songs. I'll be back. I love you. You're beautiful. Here we go. It takes a few seconds to start. Hello, everyone. Oh, that is much too loud. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to me talking at you. This is a section of Probably Birds, and while we were gone, that's better. While you were gone from my voice, I fixed the issue with the headphones, and so now I can hear the comforting sounds of my own voice being repeated back into my ears like a fraction of a second after I actually say the words, and it's quite... Well, now it's a little bit disconcerting, but that's okay. We don't mind disconcertion. We don't mind concertion. We don't mind dis. We don't mind anything. We're a very accepting radio show. Let's see. We just heard Automatic Stop by The Strokes, followed by Sink the Sin by Of Montreal, and then finally Electronic Renaissance by Belle and Sebastian. And now for a very special portion of the show. It is the portion where I am obliged by law, maybe, at least by my contract, to read a public service announcement. And normally I'm smart about this and I'm able to pull up the public service announcement that I read before I actually have to read it, but I forgot to pull it up this time. So you're going to hear me flipping through a big book full of PSAs, and I'm trying to find the right one. But it's a very big book, and I'm very bad at finding things. So we might just have to pick another one. This is sort of unprecedented, but let's see. What's looking hot? What's looking like a good hot piece of PSA? Oh, wait. Actually, I'm close. Okay. Never mind. We're not doing anything hot. We're doing something stale but reliable, like hard tack. It's not good. You've gotten very used to it, but it fills your stomach full of PSA. So, today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Great. I hope y'all enjoyed that little public service announcement from FEMA and the Ad Council. It's a Probably Birds favorite, or if not favorite, it's at least the one that we use almost every time, or about half the times, I should say. What else? Okay, it's October. It's Spooktober. We've established that, and sort of in line with the whole Spooktober theme, over the weekend I went to Salem, Massachusetts, the spookiest sort of small city in Eastern Massachusetts, I'd say. And it was interesting. I went there with a dear friend, Gabby, who is probably not listening, but has been known to listen in the past. I went with Gabby, drove on over in my car, and it was for like ostensibly an Oktoberfest event. That's how it was branded. However, it was not in October. So that was one red flag to the branding, and B, featured mainly food trucks, which I was very happy with. I had a nice stuffed sopapilla, which was very good. I wish I could recommend the truck to you, but I forget what it was called. I think it's based out of Malden, though, which is kind of nearby. So if you're wandering around Malden and find a sopapilla truck, know that they got good stuff there. But I was in Salem, as I said, the spookiest small town or small city. It's kind of a big town, small city. Salem, the spookiest small city in Eastern Massachusetts, and it's kind of a bizarre city because it's very clear that their tourism season is the month of Spooktober, and I don't know, there were lots of witch-themed things, which was cool. I got nothing against witches, but I feel like Salem sort of commercialized the witchiness to the extent where the scariest thing is capitalism. Well, and take that as you will. This isn't a political show. I'm not someone you should ever listen to, really. But Salem, and there were these stores, very witch themed stores, and I had to wonder if they were open year round or if they were only open for the month of October. Granted, I wasn't even there during the month of October, so I must assume that they're at least open in the last half of September. But like, you know, witch supply stores, and they sell gems, tarot decks, herbs, everything that you'd think a witch would need. And yet, I believe historically in Salem, and my history of the Salem witch trials is kind of foggy. I never actually studied it, but I've got vague impressions. My understanding is that the only thing that the real Salem witches needed were a bit of independence, a bit of free thinking, and then they were witches and they were, you know, killed, which is bad. And now Salem, I've got a lot of thoughts on Salem because I was there recently, as I mentioned. And it's kind of bizarre how they took this sort of sad event in history where a bunch of women were called witches and hung. And then, you know, after a few years went by and we got interested in the occult again and witches became chic, we decided that actually the Salem witches were real witches and we should celebrate that by buying fake witch stuff. I don't know. It's, in many ways, it's just good fun. I have no, like, real issues with the town of the city of Salem. They have a good museum, the Peabody Museum, would recommend. When I was there, it was free entry, and that was kind of a bizarre experience as well. We walked to the museum, and then there were a bunch of museum employees waiting outside, welcoming us in. Like, they were just so happy to give us free access to their museum. They were handing us stuff. They were cheering, clapping their hands, like... Yeah, well, they weren't clapping, but it felt like they should have been. I had never felt more welcomed into a museum, and I probably never will again. But the Peabody Museum, actually very good as far as museums go. Lots of interesting stuff, would recommend. The one thing I would have to comment on that I didn't quite get was there was an exhibit in the Peabody Museum when I was there that was maybe about something maritime. I'm not really quite sure, actually, but you walk in and it's dark and there are a bunch of like figureheads for boats. I think they're called figureheads or mastheads, like the figure on the prow of a ship. A bunch of those hung up on the walls and it is dark. And there were like words in a language I couldn't understand being projected onto the walls in like red text. And this sounds like a dream. I'm not joking. This was what the actual exhibit was. It was a dark room with projected red text and a bunch of like shipless figureheads, mastheads, prowheads, whatever they're called, hung up on the walls, just kind of looking at you. And Gabby wouldn't go in because Gabby was kind of freaked out. And understandably so. It was, I don't feel like I learned anything book-wise from that exhibit, but I guess I maybe learned something about myself. And we can explore this all in a bit. I'm going to right now play a bit more music. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back. I love you. I'd never leave you. And you're beautiful. And you don't need me because you're capable. But I'm here regardless. Here's a song or two. It's going to be two songs, actually. And I'll be back. Okay. I love you. Goodbye. Mwah.
fabulous music for the fantastic
Arcade Fire.
Hello, darlings. I have returned to you. You need not fear. Here I am. And we just heard Chinese New Year by Sales, followed by You Already Know by Arcade Fire. And I've been thinking about a couple things over the brief break from my words in your ears. And one thing I thought is that I've got about 15 minutes total of talking left to do. 8 minutes now, 7 minutes later. And I've basically run out of things to say, and this happens all the time, so don't worry too much, but things might get weird. And then two other things I thought about are actually things to talk about, so, phew. First let's just talk about station logistics, everyone's favorite part of the show where we discuss the radio station. We have trainees coming in. If you've been listening tonight, you've likely heard some trainees being trained live on air, which is, you know, an intensive experience. It's not for the faint of heart, but they're all doing great, I think. I haven't listened to many of them, but I haven't heard of any big incidents, so let's just, fingers crossed, things are okay. But trainees are coming in, which means pretty soon trainees are going to have their own radio shows. Currently, I am the last show of the night of Monday night / Tuesday morning. I'm the second show of technically Tuesday morning. But the fact is, after my show, no one comes up and I let the robot play music, and that's all well and good. But pretty soon there will be someone after me, and that's always been a bit awkward for me because I never really prepare a good way to train. Oh, it's Rose. I saw Rose walking around and it startled me. There she is. Hi, Rose. She's outside the window of the studio. She's our fearless leader, and we love her very much. And she's probably going to the bathroom. Probably. Anyways, pretty soon there's going to be a trainee after me. And I mean, a new DJ after me with their own new show. And that's always a bit uncomfortable because, as I mentioned, I do not prepare any smooth transitions. And so I'm talking usually when they come in. And that makes them feel uncomfortable because, you know, I'm used to talking at no one and they don't want to interrupt, etc. And then I have to quickly find a way for them to ease into their own show. So I have to, like, pick a song at random, and I could go on rambling. The point is, it's weird. But then a fortunate thing happens for me where, because their show would run from 2 to 3 a.m., every single time I think that this has happened, the DJs have not consistently arrived at their show, and so I'm left to just close out the station, take my own sweet time with it, which I prefer. But it always creates a question of, will they come, won't they come? Sometimes I'm talking about it when they come, and that's awkward, but look, it's something, if you keep listening to the show, to Probably Birds, that's something to look forward to, or to dread. I don't know. You can feel how you feel about it. Thing number two is, I was trying to think of scary things that have happened to me to commemorate the first annual day of Spooktober. And I'm going to get pretty sick of calling it Spooktober, and I'm sure you will too, but we're sticking with it. But not a lot of scary things have happened to me in my life, or if they have, I'm not really good at recalling them right now, which is just as possible, I think. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in potentially spooky situations. I've been out in the woods a lot, in the dark. I don't know, that's about it. I've ridden the public bus a lot as a child, which was never scary, but maybe had potential to be scary. I mean, one time I was walking along the cathedral grounds, the National Cathedral grounds, because I'm from Washington, D.C., I'm from D.C., was walking around the National Cathedral after dark, and I almost, like, walked into a deer. And I guess that was pretty freaky because I didn't expect there to be a deer where I was walking, and yet there a deer was. And in retrospect, that deer probably could have hurt me, but it was a gentle creature. It didn't hurt me. And it didn't seem startled either. It seemed to know I was there. So is that the scariest thing that has happened to me? Probably not. My car blew up, but that wasn't really scary either. I think people think it was scary and they respond to me as if it was. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry, were you okay? But I mean, really, my car was the issue. My car wasn't okay. And I mentioned this last show, but I am still in deep mourning for my car. And I mean, it's not something that people expect you to keep talking about. So luckily I have this this platform where I can at least tell myself I'm talking to no one and then talk to it. I mean, in some ways, guys, Probably Birds is self-administered psychotherapy, which is not, let me be very clear, which is not how psychotherapy should be administered. And, you know, if you need help, get help from a qualified professional. But I, as a clinical psychology major, about to graduate this upcoming spring, which is terrifying, but it's going to happen, I have qualifications to administer therapy to myself. I mean, not licensed qualifications, but it's not unethical either because I'm only hurting myself. I don't know if ethics works like that, but I'm not a philosopher, so here we are. Speaking of graduating, here's another update in my life. I've got to apply to grad school, And it's good that I'm telling you all this because my current strategy of the application process has been to tell as many people as possible that I am applying to grad school. And I believe in doing so, I will create the social expectation that I will apply to grad school, and that will exert some sort of pressure that will just naturally push me through the process of grad school application. I have not done a lot of work otherwise. I mean, I've taken the GRE, that's done. I've looked at grad schools I want to apply to, and now I just need to actually do the application process. So to everyone listening, all, I don't know, one of you, maybe there's more, look, it says on Shoutcast that there's 13 of you. I have my doubts, but let's say there's 13. All 13 of you, I'm applying to grad school. It's going to happen. And I'm going to get a doctorate level degree. Isn't that crazy? This bird DJ is going to be a doctor. Going to be Dr. DJ Pending, and maybe I'll talk about birds in therapy, assuming that my life course proceeds as planned, which it might not. I mean, who knows, guys? There's a lot of possibilities out there. A meteor could hit the Earth. There could be an earthquake or a tornado, as mentioned by our PSAs. And as much as I read those PSAs, I have never once visited ready.gov/today, and I'm probably woefully unprepared for disaster. And which is all a way of saying that even like a small disaster could potentially, you know, shake my life and divert it into a drastically different course than I currently plan. And in some ways that's scary, but in some ways that's comforting. You know, if you're scared of commitment, if you're at a junction in your life where you feel uncertain that, I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure that I want to do what I'm trying to do, but it's nice to know that anything can happen at any time to change things. Or maybe it's not nice, but let's say it's nice, because it, to me at least, it feels kind of nice. I'll try to explain it later. The point for now is that it's time for me to play more music. We'll be back. I'll tell you how much I love you some more. We'll talk about self-care, probably almost definitely, because that's really important. And yeah, I love you. You're beautiful. You're so, so great. And here are more songs before we finish off the night. Okay.
I smell the engine grease and mince the wind.
We just finished off these songs for tonight. We have heard, just recently, One by One All Day by The Shins, followed by Stockholm Syndrome by Yo La Tengo. And, you know, I try to say Spanish words with a good accent because I took Spanish for many, many years of my life, but I feel like I only embarrass myself. And yet, I try, because that's important, right? Trying. And anyways, we finished off the night with Sarah by Sandy Alex G. And I don't talk about the songs I play very often, but I just love the line, Sarah runs to feel the burning in her lungs. And I think we all know someone like that. At least I know someone like that. Or at least I pretend I know someone like that. I don't think she really runs to feel the... I think she runs because she likes running. But maybe a part of that is her lungs burning. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is, here I am, and I was thinking a lot about what I'm doing here on this show and why I'm here and about music and how I relate to it. But really, that might be a conversation for another day. There's a lot to unpack there, and I think as the therapy session draws to an end, it's not worth opening up that can of worms, because it's important in therapy. And again, this is... Take any therapy advice I give you with all the salt in the world. I'm not a therapist, but in general, my impression is that once you open a can of worms in therapy, you want to make sure that you return all the worms to the can before you let your client out into the wider world. It's not responsible to, let's say something traumatic happened. You want them to be able to leave the therapy session feeling comfortable and not like they're still in the middle of working through trauma is my impression. Maybe that's not what you do, but that'd be crazy, right? That, and I've definitely been told that you want to resolve things. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is we have like 3.5 minutes left, and I want to talk about self-care. And oftentimes I start talking about self-care too early and then I run out of things to say, but that's kind of ridiculous because there's not enough that can be said about the importance of caring for yourself. And I mean that. I mean, and it can be hard to care for yourself. Like, I think it's way harder than a lot of people give it credit for, including myself sometimes, I think. I mean, I share a bunch of advice about what you can try to do to care for yourself, but I understand that in reality, it's pretty difficult. You don't have a lot of, I mean, maybe you do have a lot of time, but many people don't have a lot of time, and they prioritize things, and some things are very important to them. Like, you know, I've got, for me, a personal example, I've got to write a paper and do a bunch of readings, and I have my internship, and that's 12 hours a week. And I've got to apply to grad school. I'm applying to grad school. I've got to email people asking if they could write me letters of recommendation. And it can be hard to remember to set aside time for yourself, to not be working, to not be stressing about something, or to just like to genuinely do something for yourself. And that can take many forms. Like tonight, I stopped reading my articles and read Pride and Prejudice for a bit. And that was, in a sense, my way of self-care, because I like reading and it helps me to relax by lying down in my bed with a book. I go on walks. You can bike ride. You can make yourself, I make myself food. Like I cook sometimes. I like cooking. These are things that work for me. I think what's important, no matter what it is to find something that works for you, as long as it's not like, you know, self-destructive or destructive of others. But usually it's not. I mean, I think most people, when it comes to self-care, that what works for them is actually caring for themselves in whatever form that takes. So homework assignment for the week, this is going to be easy, all right? It's not going to be as much as you should be doing, but we're going to keep it easy for now. Anytime in the week, find just 10 minutes and take the time for yourself. Do something that will make you comfortable. And if you're already taking 10 minutes, take 20 or 40 or an hour, whatever level seems like a reasonable next step, a reasonable goal for you, go ahead and accomplish that goal. Care for yourself. Love yourself, because you're beautiful and wonderful and smart and funny. And you have inherent human value because you're alive on this world. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that sometimes terrible? It's everything. And that's what's so incredible about you. And I really do love you. I know it's weird to hear that from a guy who maybe you don't know on the radio, but genuinely, you are loved. And not just by a stranger on the radio, by so many people. And the world would be a worse place without you having contributed to it. So that's what I got to say. I hope you enjoyed the show. This has been Probably Birds. We didn't talk about birds, but that's fine. Have a great week. I'll be here next week. And please do take care.